Hello, your wrestling fanatics, and welcome to another episode of Reach Wrestling. I am your host, Alan Reed, and today I'll be reviewing the March 1st edition of Raw. So, a lot of action happened on this episode. Surprisingly, a lot of action. So, I'm going to get straight into it. So, the night starts off with Drew McIntyre in the ring, and he starts talking about how him and Sheamus were friends for more than 20 years, and then he backstabbed him. Because of him, of Drew McIntyre being champion. So then Drew McIntyre ends up talking about the Elimination Chamber match and how Lashley beat him up after his chamber match. And then he goes on to say how The Miz took advantage of that. And he cashed in his Money in the Bank contract and he became the new WWE champion. So Drew here is very focused on getting his title back and he wants to main event WrestleMania. That's all he cares about. The Miz ends up coming out and then The Miz starts mocking Drew with asking the ring announcer to introduce The Miz as champion, and the ring announcer announces him as the new WWE championship, and then there's a little power show to go along with it. Drew McIntyre has his back turned because he doesn't even want to see anything, any of that. So then Drew McIntyre turns around and he basically invites The Miz into the ring for a big hug, and The Miz denies it, of course. The Miz says that he's the only person that Drew has to blame is Bobby Lashley, not The Miz, because Bobby Lashley did all the work. So The Miz here is trying really, really hard to get Drew McIntyre on his side. He wants Drew McIntyre to help him because he has a title match against Bobby Lashley on Raw. So he's trying to get anyone he can to help him out, right? MVP comes out and then MVP says to The Miz that the title match is going to start at 9 p.m. Eastern time. So he has 1 hour from this point on. So then Sheamus comes out and it goes in straight into the Drew McIntyre versus Sheamus. And the match immediately starts on the entrance ramp. I mean, they start going at it, punching each other, kicking each other, going through the barricade. Referees have to come in to separate them before the bell even rings. So then Sheamus gives Drew a big, big clothesline. Drew starts stomping on Sheamus' head. Sheamus keeps Drew grounded. He digs his forearm deep on Drew's face, like he was digging it way deep, way deep. Drew McIntyre gives Sheamus a chest pumps on the ropes. The famous Sheamus, I call him the chest pumps, so he does the chest pumps. Sheamus tries to do his chest pumps on Drew, but Drew McIntyre elbows his way out. Sheamus does an Irish curse backbreaker on Drew. Sheamus stretches out Drew's jaw. Then Sheamus finally does his chest bumps to Drew. They were slow and painful. Like you can see Drew McIntyre's chest turning pretty red. Drew McIntyre then gives Sheamus a vicious slap while he's on his knees. Drew McIntyre picks up momentum after that and does a belly-to-belly suplex on Sheamus. Then they're outside the ring and Drew does a belly-to-belly suplex on Sheamus and basically on the corner of the announce table. And you can see on Sheamus' back, he has a gnarly bruise on the corner of his back that's the same spot that he hit the corner of the announce table. So then Drew then gives a spine buster to Sheamus. He goes for a jackhammer pin. Sheamus kicks out. Sheamus does white noise on Drew McIntyre, goes for a pin, and then Drew McIntyre kicks out. Drew McIntyre does a future shock DDT, goes for a pin, Sheamus kicks out. So from this point, it's a back and forth, and in this match is pretty good. The back and forth, both are just doing quick maneuvers, going for pins, kicking out, going for quick pins, kicking out. Drew does a white nose from the top rope to Sheamus, goes for a pin, and then Sheamus kicks out again. Sheamus does an Alabama slam, goes for a pin, Drew McIntyre kicks out. And these two men really don't want to let the other person win. You can just see how tired they are at this point. They're pretty winded, and it's a very great opening match from this point. Then for the finisher, both men go for a Claymore kick, but Drew McIntyre connects first. Drew McIntyre goes for the pin. and Drew McIntyre wins. And as for the beginning of the of a match, is very impressive. It's a great opening match. Both men were really going for it. They both put it all on the line. It was a great shocker, to be honest, for it being opening matches on Raw haven't really been the best, and this opening match really shocked me. So then we have Naomi versus Nia Jax. Nia Jax quickly drops Naomi down. Naomi does a little slap to Nia Jax. Naomi does a jawbreaker on Nia Jax. Naomi then goes to the rope and runs into Nia Jax. Nia Jax does a bear hug on Naomi. Naomi goes for a sunset flip, and Nia Jax doesn't even move or bulge or anything. Naomi doesn't have that much strength to put her down. Nia Jax then does a choke slam variation on Naomi, and Nia Jax wins the match. And this whole time, Nia Jax is just looking at Lana outside the ring, and I don't know what's the obsession or envy that Nia Jax has towards Lana, and it's been going on since last year, so I don't see where this will end. If Lana is always just there, you might as well not make her be on ringside. So then, the time is up for The Miz. We have Bobby Lashley versus The Miz for the WWE Championship. Time is up. It's go time. The Miz music plays. Well, actually, Bobby Lashley comes out first, and he's pumped up. He's ready. So then, The Miz's theme song plays, and he doesn't come out. So then we go backstage, and he's holding his stomach, says that he can't wrestle. He's cramping up. And then Lashley comes in to the back, and he pins The Miz to the storage boxes, and he says that they are going to have a title match tonight. And then Adam Pearce tells The Miz that he will defend the title at 10 o'clock. So the match didn't happen because he's having cramps. So now The Miz has another hour to prepare for his title shot. Braun Strowman comes out to the ring, and Braun Strowman says he has something to get off his chest. He says how Shane McMahon and Adam Pearce have something against him, that they didn't let him go into Elimination Chamber match, they're not giving him a title match, but they're giving it to Bobby Lashley. Shane McMahon and Adam Pearce end up coming to the ring. Shane makes Adam Pearce Braun Strowman's tag team partner for tonight. We have Braun Strowman and Adam Pearce versus Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin of the Hurt Business. Braun takes out both Cedric and Shelton. Braun goes outside the ring and tackles Cedric Alexander down. Braun toys with Cedric around the ring. Braun lifts Cedric with one arm and slams him down. I mean, to be honest, Cedric Alexander is like a toy next to Braun Strowman. Then Braun Strowman does a shoulder first, goes shoulder first to the ring post. Then Shelton Benjamin gets tagged in. Shane gets to the apron, and he begs for Braun to tag Pierce because Braun just did his slam on Shelton, and basically he could have won the match right there. He could have pinned it once deep, but Shane kept distracting Braun and says he told him to tag in Adam Pearce. So he does what he's told. He tags in Adam Pearce. Shelton Benjamin rolls up Adam Pearce, and Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin win the match. And the look that Braun gave to Shane McMahon, man, I actually thought he was going to grab Shane and just throw him into the ring, because Braun Strowman was pissed, and Braun starts shouting at Shane McMahon. And at this point, it seems like there's going to be a Braun Strowman versus Shane McMahon match at WrestleMania. I see it happening, or it can happen at Fastlane, since Fastlane is coming up. But I prefer to see it at WrestleMania. Then we have Damian Priest versus Elias. Elias goes over the top rope. Damian Priest has control for most of the match from there on. Elias then stays outside as the referee counts. And from there, I thought Elias was going to try to get a count out. But no, he jumps back in. Damian Priest does an armbar on Elias. Elias throws Damian throw first through to the ropes. Elias does a big clothesline on Damian. Priest goes for a pin. Damian Priest kicks out. Damian starts to get the offense again with a few kicks and punches to Elias. Damian does a broken arrow on Elias, goes for the pin. Elias kicks out. That was a shocker. I actually thought Damian Priest was going to win from there. Elias rolls up Damian after the distraction from Jackson Ryker. Damian kicks out. Elias does a knee strike on Damian Priest, goes for a pin. Damian Priest kicks out. Damian Priest does a hit the lights for the win. And to be honest, for this match, Elias put on a hell of a match for Damian Priest. To be honest, it wasn't just a random pick to waste like 5-7 minutes. No, like Elias actually, he did a lot in this match. He actually kept his offense up, and he actually got the best of Damian Priest. Probably the hardest opponent Damian Priest has had so far since he debuted on Raw. So big ups to Elias, and hopefully Elias actually kind of do see them working more together. They would have pretty good chemistry together, but we'll see how that goes. So then we move on to Kayla Braxton, and she interviews Randy Orton. Now, it's a weekly thing. Every time I see Randy Orton on camera, I get extremely excited because I know, or we know, that something is going to happen. Something new might happen. Something crazy is going to happen. And I just get so excited. Like, I literally, instead of laying on my couch, I literally sit up and just stare at the TV because I know something's going to happen. So Kayla Braxton asks Randy Orton what he thinks of all these bizarre events happening to him. And Randy Orton says he doesn't know what is happening. He continues to say that if Bliss doesn't want to end up like the Fiend, she should stop. She should just leave him alone. And then you see Alexa Bliss. She pops up in the screen behind Randy Orton. And she's playing with like a toy box. And she's sitting on top of the pentagram again. And then she starts, you know, saying, you know, doing her weird laugh and talking to the box. And then we see someone walking from the darkness to the camera. He has this hoodie. He's wearing a hoodie, and his hood is covering his face. And the person takes off the hood, and it's Randy Orton. So we have Randy Orton is literally looking at himself in the screen, but it's not Randy Orton. It's a possessed Randy Orton that's in the screen, while the regular Randy Orton is watching it from the back. And he starts talking. It's like this girdle, like rough voice, like this possessed voice just comes out of nowhere. And as the possessed Randy is talking, the normal Randy Orton starts choking again. And we don't see him spitting out the black blood or anything. He just falls off camera, but you just hear him choking. And that's it for that segment. Fucking brilliant again. Yes, they're building this shit up. So now basically they're saying that the Fiend is like a demon, and he basically manifested itself into a version of Randy Orton, or he's technically inside Randy Orton, and Randy Orton might not even know that he's possessed. So maybe next week they might show that the Randy Orton you see on camera is the real Randy Orton because he was possessed, but he doesn't know what happened. It's just fucking brilliant what they're doing. And I'm always excited to see Randy Orton or Bliss when they're on camera, and they're milking this, and I really can't wait for next week to see what other crazy event or story or whatever we're gonna get with this storyline. So then we have The Miz versus Bobby Lashley for the WWE Championship. Round 2 is what I'm calling it, because now we have round 2. So The Miz quickly grabs the mic, and while he's on in the ring with Bobby Lashley, he grabs the mic, and he says that they need to talk about this match. The Miz says that that Raw isn't the stage for this match, that Bobby Lashley deserves this match at WrestleMania. The Miz again doing whatever he can to stall and stay champion. And MVP basically says, hell no, the match is tonight. So then The Miz tries his hardest to delay this match. Like he tries, but nope. The bell rings, and The Miz literally rolls out of the ring, grabs his belt, hauls ass to the back, and it causes for a count out. So Bobby Lashley wins the match by count out, but since it's by count out, he doesn't win the championship. And to be honest, I laughed my ass off the way The Miz just ran to the back. It literally looked like a kid running away from a monster. It was hilarious to me. But that's basically The Miz versus Bobby Lashley round two. So then we have Bobby Lashley backstage with Shane McMahon and Adam Pearce. And then Bobby Lashley obviously is pissed off that the match didn't happen. But then Shane McMahon tells him that technically the bell rung and there was a title match and it did end by count out. So then MVP explodes with a bullshit on live TV. Mind you, this is, you know, PG era. So he just cursed on live TV and they didn't bleep it. So, okay, cool. So then Shane McMahon promises them that there is going to be a title match tonight. And if there isn't, that he will personally strip The Miz of the WWE title. So now we have Charlotte Flair versus Shayna Baszler. Charlotte comes to the ring. She gets on the mic and talks about how the last few weeks it's been pretty emotional roller coaster for her. She wanted to be a kick-ass partner for Asuka, as Asuka was the woman dominating the women's division while Charlotte was away with her injury. And Charlotte basically comes out and says Charlotte wants to face Asuka for the Raw Women's Championship at WrestleMania. And then we go to a video that says Charlotte said that Asuka's injured, and I didn't know she was injured, to be honest. And they go to a video from last week, and we see Asuka get her tooth literally knocked out of her mouth in slow motion. So then Shayna Baszler comes down the ramp and she says that Charlotte Flair is an army of one. And then Nia Jax says that it's a shame that Charlotte Flair sent her father home last week when she should be the one sending herself home because no one in the locker room likes her. Then Shayna gets in Charlotte's face and then Charlotte quickly attacks Shayna. Nia Jax is in the ring and takes down Charlotte Flair. Then Nia does a leg drop on Charlotte Flair. Shayna does a tilt-a-whirl slam on Charlotte, goes for a pin. Charlotte kicks out. Charlotte starts to work on Shayna's left arm. Nia tries to tackle Charlotte, but Charlotte dodges it, and Nia hits the steel steps. Then Charlotte does a natural selection on Shayna Baszler, and she wins the match. And is it a surprise that Charlotte Flair wants to challenge Asuka for the Raw Women's title at WrestleMania? No, we've known that since they became partners. It was written on both of their faces. And quite frankly, it makes sense because sadly, as much as we might hate it, Charlotte is the only woman right now really that can give Asuka a run for her money. Because, I mean, I don't really think you can have a WrestleMania match with Asuka versus, like, Liv Morgan or Asuka versus Ruby Riott or even Nia Jax. I would actually say in second place, it would be Shayna Baszler that can give Asuka a run for her money. So it's not much of a surprise, to be honest. And it will happen. I'm pretty sure Asuka's going to be back by next week. So then we have Lucha House Party and Riddle versus Mace, T-Bar, and Slapjack of Retribution in a six-man tag match. Riddle and T-Bar start the match, and T-Bar quickly does a massive chokeslam to Riddle, goes for a pin, Riddle kicks out. Then Mace does a side slam on Riddle, T-Bar gets tagged back in, T-Bar does another chokeslam, but Riddle knees T-Bar in the face, Dorado gets tagged in and quickly takes out all of Retribution. And then out of nowhere, literally in a blink of an eye, Lucha House Party gets the pin. Like, I didn't even see the finisher, to be honest. I literally blinked and looked down at my laptop, and I just look up and Lucha House Party won. So I don't know what the hell happened there. And from what I saw, it was a waste of a match. It was literally a show filler. Again, Retribution is slowly going downhill. To be honest, I don't even know where they're even going. And then Mustafa Ali gets on the mic. Well, not mic. He starts shouting. And he says, hey, he wants Riddle. And Mustafa Ali wants to show Retribution how to get shit done. So then we have Mustafa Ali versus Riddle. So Riddle's pulling a double shift today. So then Riddle works on Mustafa Ali quickly, tries to get him into an armbar, but Ali rolls around the ring and gets out of the hold. Then Ali works on Riddle's left arm. Ali leaps into a neck breaker, goes for a pin. Riddle kicks out. Then Riddle picks up momentum and some forearms, and does some forearms while Mustafa is in the corner. Slapjack gets on the apron and starts distracting Riddle, and then Riddle gets on the top rope, and it comes face to face with Mace for the distraction. Ali drops Riddle from the top rope, and then Ali gets the pin. And again, I mean, I guess as a quote unquote leader, Mustafa Ali showed that he can get shit done. But I mean, let's face it, he got that done because Slapjack and Mace distracted Riddle. If it wasn't for that, I'm pretty sure Riddle world just destroyed Mustafa Ali. So again, it was a waste of a match and time, to be honest. Shane and Adam Pearce backstage. The Miz comes in, and the Miz is offended with them wanting to strip him off the belt if he doesn't wrestle. Then the Miz says that he's the champion they need. He does everything. He deserves the main event at WrestleMania. He would answer phone calls at 6 a.m. He's the face of WWE. He's everything that WWE needs. And Shane is just unfazed by this. He's like, okay, that's cool, but you still have to defend your title tonight. Okay, and he literally just taps on the belt, and that's it. So then we move on to The Miz versus Bobby Lashley, round three. Yes, round three is what I'm calling it. So before the match even starts, Shane McMahon comes out, and he tells Miz that there's a stipulation to the match. And the stipulation is that he's not going to be able to run away. He's not going to be able to do anything because it's a lumberjack match. So the Miz tried to hit Lashley with the belt before the match even started, and Lashley grabs it. The Miz gets one punch in before rolling out of the ring, and he starts pleading with all the lumberjacks and pointing at the WrestleMania sign saying that he can make it happen. But Drew Gulak throws him back into the ring. The Miz goes outside the ring again. He starts pleading with Retribution, but then we see Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander grabbing him and toss him back into the ring. Lashley does a flatliner on the Miz, then punches him viciously while the Miz is on his back. Lashley throws the Miz to the outside lumberjacks. The lumberjacks throw him back in. Bobby Lashley does a savage, like a very savage spinebuster to the Miz. Then Lashley puts the Hurt Lock on the Miz. And Lashley is the new WWE champion. Fucking finally. He's the fucking champion. Fucking finally is all I can say. It's about fucking time that Bobby Lashley is champion. This guy deserves it. This guy is championship material. He is a champion. That is probably the highlight of the month for me. The highlight of the year for me so far. Even though we're in March, is the highlight for me for WWE. It is a long time coming. I am so happy to see Lashley be champion. Although the Miz's reign was only 2 weeks, and it's a waste of a Money in the Bank contract, whatever, WWE is going to get backlash for that, for treating the Money in the Bank as a second rate thing, as before it was like a golden thing. No, who cares? Bobby Lashley is champion, and that's all that matters. Fucking finally, he is going to go to WrestleMania, and he's going to main event WrestleMania. Yes, that is all I can say. As for my highlights of March 1st of Raw, I have three, actually. The first one being the Drew McIntyre versus Sheamus match. Amazing opening match. Great flow. Not one moment of the match was boring. Both men giving their all. And then we have the Randy Orton getting, or the possessed Randy Orton showing himself again. Loving it. Hopefully next week. I kind of hope next week they don't do anything to kind of keep us like wanting more. And then in 2 weeks, boom, they hit us with something even crazier than what we've been seeing. And then for my third highlight, Bobby Lashley becoming champion. Long time coming. I'm so excited, and I really hope that his title reign is stretched out, you know, after WrestleMania. I really hope it's 8 month reign or a year reign, but I am extremely happy that Bobby Lashley is champion. I'm just so happy. Like, this guy deserves it. I mean, damn, he's gonna be a dominant ass champion. And I mean, who is it gonna go against at Mania? That's my question. Like, who is Bobby Lashley gonna face at WrestleMania? But I mean, we have to get through Fastlane first, and I'm pretty sure Bobby Lashley is gonna have an opponent at Fastlane. And would it be The Miz? Maybe. And if it is, The Miz is gonna lose, because again, I think they made The Miz drop the belt to Lashley, because I think they're gonna go full swing with this Bad Bunny thing. And shockingly enough, there was no Bad Bunny in The Miz segment today. So it was interesting that there was no Bad Bunny interaction. But I mean, at the same time, I guess The Miz was just so focused on Lashley and scared, so they had to make it like that. But again, amazing moment for Raw. And for my rating, I'm giving this episode of Raw 8 out of 10. To be honest, I'm actually shocked that this episode of Raw was actually pretty good. It wasn't awry or whatever. It was actually pretty good. I mean, for the cons of the night was probably, you know, the women's match, Nia Jax versus Naomi. Really, that one. And probably the 6-man tag match. Yeah, with Retribution just literally wasting away. Other than that, besides those two cons, it was a very, very eventful Raw. Shockingly, it was an eventful Raw. And I'm curious to see what is going to happen next week. Are they going to keep this momentum going? I hope so, because now they have a new champion. Now, I mean, Randy Orton is possessed. And I'm actually hope that Drew McIntyre and Sheamus feud keeps going to Fastlane and then to WrestleMania, or possibly change plans. But overall, 8 out of 10. It was a pretty, pretty exciting episode of Raw. And with that is the end of this episode. And I hope you guys are enjoying. Hope you guys are listening. Hope you guys are watching enough wrestling in your life to get past through these hard times. And slow progress, you know. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Take care, be safe, take care of the people around you, and I'll see you next time.